Good morning and welcome to Fulton Focus. Fulton County is your county at your service. And this program is your chance to hear from Fulton County leaders and professional experts and learn about the programs, services, and initiatives that all Fulton County residents can take advantage of to live healthy, prosperous lives in our diverse, growing area. So pour yourself a morning cup of coffee, sit back, and enjoy Fulton Focus.
And welcome to the April edition of Fulton Focus. Fulton County is your government at your service. I'm Rob Maynard, and I'm joined by Fulton County Communications Director Erica Davis. Hello, Erica.
Hi, Rob.
Great to have you back on the WCLK Fulton Focus microphone. April is an important month for Fulton County. Can you tell us why?
Well, Rob, April is National County Government Month. It is celebrated each April by the nation's counties to raise public awareness and understanding about the roles and responsibilities of county government. And Fulton County will be one of those counties participating.
What is the theme for National County Government Month this year?
We're actually excited about the theme for National County Government Month this year. It's Smart Justice, Creating Safer Communities. This is an ideal way to promote county programs designed to reduce recidivism and seek cost-effective alternatives to incarceration for nonviolent and non-sexual offenders. Fulton County has actually been a leader in smart justice programs with an emphasis on jail diversion led by robust accountability courts, including our drug court, the DUI court, and actually a new veterans court. And Fulton County is also the recipient of a multi-year second chance grant from the U.S. Department of Justice to establish a reentry program that reduces recidivism.
And how do counties participate in National Community Government Month?
Counties participate by hosting a variety of community outreach events and activities. These can include tours of county facilities, recognition ceremonies for county employees and volunteers, distribution of information about county programs and services, sponsoring student essay contests, meetings with business and community leaders, and adoptions of resolutions.
And what are some of the things that Fulton County is doing this month?
Well, some of the things that Fulton is doing in recognition of the month include the Board of Commissioners has issued a proclamation in recognition of public servants within the justice system who make our community safer. The county celebrated National Telecommunications Week to honor our emergency 911 team. The Fulton County Police, Sheriff, Fire, and Marshal, along with Fulton County Schools Police and the cities of Fairburn and Palmetto Police and Fire Departments, came out in full force to express their support this week. We also have our HOPE campaign, where Fulton County Youth Commissioners will be distributing care boxes to the homeless, and that's going to happen today. HOPE, which stands for Helping Other People Every Day, those boxes will be provided to homeless citizens in Atlanta and Fulton between 11:30 and 3 p.m. today. And the primary purpose of the HOPE Box Initiative is to disseminate information regarding resources for assistance in low-income areas throughout Fulton County. We'll also be recognizing National Crime Victims Week. That's going to be April 22nd through the 27th. The Fulton County District Attorney and Solicitor General are joining together to recognize the rights of victims of crime through this national celebration.
And we will be touching on those subjects a little bit later in the program today. And, of course, every month is County Government Month if you're with Fulton County. And there are a lot of different services over the course of the year, and government sometimes gets a bad rap. But I think you can look no further than the horrific events in Boston this past week that first responders, they're there when you need them, they're there when you don't need them. There's just a wide range of county government services that our neighbors and ourselves, we rely on them every day. So I'm glad that I'm glad you guys are taking time to make note of this.
Oh, absolutely. And our hearts and prayers go out to the citizens of Boston. We obviously feel for them and certainly support them in what they're going through. It's really tragic. And you're right. County services are important. City services are important to citizens. It's important, I think, that citizens know that county governments play a central role in their communities and in the lives of millions of Americans. As you mentioned, we protect homes, schools, neighborhoods with our public safety staff. We ensure that we have clean water and effective wastewater systems. So every time you turn on the faucet and you can get a glass of water, you thank your county. We maintain the safe roads, bridges, airports, transit systems. We provide access to health care. We fund and run elections. We operate courts and jails. Counties maintain parks and recreation programs, our libraries, waste and recycling facilities, and service the safety net for our children, the elderly, the disabled, and mentally ill, and anyone in need. So citizens need to know how important their county is to them, and we want citizens to know that providing these services, how very important they are to us.
We're talking with Erica Davis with Fulton County about National County Government Week. Erica, one thing, you know, we did mention Boston, and I know that we're going to be featuring a public service announcement throughout the week and the weeks to come. That's the theme is see something, say something. And that's an important issue when we consider what happened in Boston. We don't expect anything like that to happen in Fulton County, but people need to watch out, don't they?
Absolutely. I'm glad you brought that up, Rob. That's brilliant. The Atlanta-Fulton County Emergency Management Agency wants to remind all residents that if you see something, say something. If you see something that you feel could be a potential threat, contact authorities, and in emergencies, just remember to call 911. We want folks to remember that homeland security begins with hometown security. Any alert from the public actually plays a critical role in keeping our nation safe. And you're right, Boston is a great example of how important it is for citizens who are in that area to see something, and if they see something, say something.
Erica Davis, great to hear from you again on Fulton Focus, and we'll be hearing from you down the line.
Thank you for having me.
And we're going to talk about an important topic now on Fulton Focus. The offices of District Attorney Paul Howard and Solicitor General Carmen Smith are joining forces this month in recognition of National Crime Victims Rights Week. That's going to be April the 21st through the 27th next week. The Victim Assistance Program from each prosecution office will partner to raise awareness about crime victims' rights and connect victims and their families to available systems, services, and resources. We're joined right now by Shannon Hervey. She is Director of Victim Services for the Office of Fulton County District Attorney. Thank you so much for joining us today, Shannon.
Thank you for having me.
And we're also joined by Amanda Planchard. She's the Director of Victim Assistance for the Fulton County Solicitor General's Office. Thanks for taking the time today, Amanda.
Thank you so much for having me.
Could you talk a little bit about why we have a National Crime Victims Rights Week, and also what Fulton County is going to be highlighting during this time?
Sure. Well, Crime Victims Rights Week is an initiative that really started with the birth of crime victims' rights. And in Georgia, our legislation came only in 1995, so it's a pretty recent field, a pretty new field where we are striving to serve more crime victims and to serve them better.
Crime makes the media, it ends up on TV and radio and on the internet, and the victims are portrayed, the perpetrators are hopefully convicted and do their time, but once that legal process is over, you've got crime victims whose lives are never going to be the same. Shannon, what's the perspective of the District Attorney's Office on this?
Absolutely. That's where our office comes in to help. We work with those victims closely throughout the entire time that their case is being prosecuted, and try to put together a plan for them so that when the case is disposed of and all has been resolved, that hopefully they have began to put the pieces of their lives back together. That could mean several things, from referring them to counseling, referring them to outpatient assistance, getting them connected with the Criminal Justice Coordinating Council and Victims Compensation to help them covering some of the costs that they may have incurred of being a victim of crime. And basically, our office will assess their needs and help them to put together that plan.
And the theme for the 2013 National Crime Victims Rights Week is new challenges and new solutions. Amanda, could you talk a little bit about what that means and why it's important?
Sure. What we're finding is that our world is changing. The demographics of our community is changing, and we need to step up and serve different kinds of cultures, different types of people coming from all different walks of life. And so really, New Challenges is talking about the challenges of finding culturally appropriate services and also meeting the challenges that technology has brought about for crime in general. So crime trends are changing based on technology. And so we're finding that we have to step up and meet those challenges, as well as using the technology that our victims and survivors are using on a daily basis, like Facebook and Twitter and social media, as an additional way to reach them. So those are new solutions where we're using the technology of the day to try and reach out to more and more crime victims.
There are several different events coming up next week as a part of the observance of National Crime Victims' Rights Week. Could we go through these maybe one by one? The first one I note is the Blue Ribbon Campaign. There are going to be a lot of people wearing blue ribbons next week, and people might not realize what that's all about.
Sure, and really that's a tool for us to raise awareness. Dark blue ribbons, that's the color for crime victims' rights awareness. So we're asking law enforcement across Fulton County to help us spread the word by tying a blue ribbon on the antenna or other visible area of their patrol cars. And we're asking community members and service providers to wear a blue ribbon in honor of crime victims' rights and really to honor crime victims and their struggles.
The horrific events in Boston in the past week show us just how many different victims can happen in a single crime. And to your point about technology, all of the cell phones, all of the cameras, those are going to be useful probably in catching who did that, but it also is going to portray indelibly the victims of this crime throughout the world. It's interesting to me, there is a Student Awareness and Denim Day at Clark Atlanta, Georgia State University, Georgia Tech, and Atlanta Metropolitan State College. What's going to be involved with those events?
On April the 24th, which is Wednesday, we will be at those colleges and universities. Our offices, as well as several community agencies, will be available to talk to the students, bring awareness to them about crime and victims of crime. And if they have any questions, to answer those questions, refer them to the community resources that are out there.
What part of that event is Denim Day? What is Denim Day all about?
Well, Denim Day is actually going to be observed by the District Attorney's Office as well as the Solicitor General's Office. And that is a day that was born actually in Italy during the 1990s when an 18-year-old female was raped by her driving instructor, who was 45 years old. It was their very first lesson. He asked her to drive to a remote area, forced her out of the car, and forcibly raped her. Then he threatened to kill her if she told. She did tell her parents. He was arrested, he was charged, and he was convicted. And then during an appeal, the case made its way all the way up to the Italian Supreme Court, where the chief judge argued that because she had on very tight jeans, that it would be impossible for someone to rape her with those jeans on, and that she had to have help him pull the jeans down. Therefore, it was consensual sex. And so she overturned the conviction, and Denim Day was born, the very first one in 1999. And we do Denim Day because every 2.5 minutes somewhere in America, someone is sexually assaulted. 1 in 6 American women have been the victim of an attempted or completed rape, and 2 million children around the world are forced into prostitution every year. So our office will be, even though usually we're very professional and we have on suits every day, our office will be foregoing the suits to wear our denim on that day. Just to bring awareness to sexual injustices and sexual assault.
And the third event that I notice is I think it's symbolic, but I like it a lot. It's the Rally of Hope balloon release, and that's going to be Friday on the 26th at the Lewis Slayton Courthouse on the steps at 2 p.m. Could you talk a little bit about what that event is going to mean?
Sure. So from 2 to 3 p.m. on that day, we're going to have a rally of hope. And part of that is going to include a balloon release where we release balloons in honor of crime victims and all of the struggles that they go through. Hopefully it'll be a way to heal and to focus on peace in people's lives and in their homes, as in some cases it's family violence that people are suffering from. So it's another way for us to raise awareness in the community, but also to give voice to the struggles that victims themselves have.
Again, we're talking about National Crime Victims Rights Week, April 21st through the 27th across the country, but particularly in Fulton County. Our guests today are Shannon Hervey, Director of Victim Services for the Office of the Fulton County District Attorney, and Amanda Planchard, who you just heard from. She's the Director of Victim Assistance for the Fulton County Solicitor General's Office. If you'd like more information about these events or about your rights as a victim of crime, you can contact the Fulton County office at 404-612-4986 or 404-612-6883, or you can go online to fultonda.org or fultoncountyga.gov/sg-home. And that's a lot of numbers and information. If you go to wclk.com, you'll see a blurb, and you can listen to this show on demand, and we'll have that information up there as well. Amanda, Shannon, if we have a listener today who maybe just this past week was a victim of a crime and is just devastated, could you just sort of maybe let them know what is available for them?
Absolutely. What I would say is for them to reach out and to speak to someone about that crime if they haven't already done so. There's a lot of resources that are out there. We'd love to be able to talk to them, even if it's a situation in which the person who offended them has not been caught yet. There's still several resources that we can refer them to. So they can call us directly. My office is 404-612-4986.
Yes, and I just want to reiterate that someone does not have to report a crime to the police in order to receive services in our community. And if people just want referrals and resources and someone to talk to, they can also call Victim Assistance in the Solicitor's Office at 404-612-6883.
Amanda Planchard, Director of Victim Assistance for Fulton County Solicitor General's Office, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
And Shannon Hervey, Director of Victim Services for the Office of the Fulton County District Attorney, again, we appreciate you coming by today to talk about National Crime Victims Rights Week.
Thank you so much. We're excited about next week, and we hope that we will see a lot of faces on that Student Awareness Day at one of those colleges and universities.
We're joined now on Fulton Focus by Angela Barrett. Angela Barrett is the director of Fulton County's Emergency 911 system. We are at the end of a week that has been National Telecommunications Week, so this is a very appropriate topic. Ms. Barrett, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Fulton County often collaborates with neighboring 911 centers on calls because you've got cities and counties all around you. So really a 911 operator has not just their county to think about. They've got other jurisdictions too, right?
Absolutely. It's often that they will receive calls, especially with the cell phone technology and the fact that 70% of our calls are from a cell phone, that the call may be one that should be serviced by alternate or neighboring 911 center. So we have the ability within seconds to transfer that call, and we collaborate quite often with our neighboring centers.
This week's celebration of National Telecommunications Week recognized 911 personnel that have answered calls with exemplary performance, all kinds of situations involving 911 incidents. Could you talk a little bit about some of the more unusual calls that your staff might get over the course of a week or a year in Fulton County?
Certainly. We get quite a few calls that are medical emergencies, and our operators are trained in providing the instructions to callers to assist the patient during that medical emergency. So we've often had calls involving the delivery of babies, CPR type calls where they have to actually give instructions to the caller over the phone, as well as those calls that are involved in law enforcement apprehensions of bank robbery suspects, as well as police chases that border multiple jurisdictions.
And, of course, a 911 operator, they're the ones that have to remain calm and stay level-headed because they get somebody on the line that's either hurt or somebody near them's hurt very badly. How do 911 operators stay cool and collected in situations like this?
They are very, very extensively trained in calming techniques. They normally use techniques that includes voice reflection as well as utilizing the caller's name to help them remain calm. Reassuring the caller that help is on the way is very, very vital to the communications when they're processing calls, and just realizing that that person on the other end depends on them as their lifeline. So it is their job to calm the situation, to ensure that they gather adequate information, and to pass that information on to the public safety responders.
What's important for people to remember when they call 911?
When calling 911, the first thing to remember is to provide the information that's helpful to the operator, your location, the nature of the problem, and then to remain on the line while the operator interviews or provides life-saving information, because they have an opportunity to send that call to another person electronically in order to dispatch the responder so it doesn't delay the call by answering the questions. The other thing is when you're calling in, remain on the phone until an operator answers. They're servicing other calls, and as soon as they're available, they will answer your call. So do not hang up and call back, because that delays the time that you will receive an answer from an operator. And lastly, if you're on a motor vehicle accident or an incident where multiple people have cell phones, unless you have additional information, allow that person that is closest to the incident to place the call instead of receiving 10 calls on one accident with no additional information. Allow that one call to serve as the call that requires the public safety response, so that if other calls are received not related to the accident, they're not delayed.
We're talking with Angela Barrett. She's director of Fulton County's Emergency 911 program. This week is National Telecommunications Week. Fulton County's had a big week for the 911 team. Can you tell us a little bit about what's been going on?
Absolutely. This is our most favorite time of the year because we get to actually recognize those employees that are the voice behind the phone, and those that are not normally recognized in an emergency. A lot of their work goes unnoticed. So this is a week that we recognize them for the job that they do, being the vital service, being the lifesavers, and providing outstanding 911 service.
And a lot of people think that 911 employees might just be the voice on the end of the phone that connects them to the first responders, but really, 911 operators are kind of first responders themselves. And you shared with me, Ms. Barrett, you know, you began as a 911 operator. So you're not a bureaucrat. You've actually walked the walk and talked the talk on the end of that 911 call. Tell us a little bit about the training of your staff and what they do and why they are so important to us.
The training consists of initial training of 6 to 9 weeks of academic training. During that time, they're actually receiving 5 different certifications, from the post certification to emergency medical dispatch, CPR, and our Georgia Crime Information Center operator certification. So they go through a very stringent initial training, and then they go through a 90-day on-the-job training where they're actually working side-by-side with a veteran call taker or dispatcher to ensure that they are able to utilize the skills that they learn in the academic phase of the training. And then they endure a 1-year probationary period to allow them to specialize their skills and improve in all areas of 911 processing. it's very vital that they have the proper training, because without the proper training, they're not able to appropriately respond to emergency medical situations as well as law enforcement situations. So not only do they have the initial training, they have ongoing training where they receive various hours of what we consider in-service training to allow them to move to an advanced level of call processing and dispatching, because this is a vital lifeline service. It's a matter of life and death, and often they have to employ techniques that are life-saving.
If we have someone listening to Fulton Focus today and they're saying, you know, I've always wanted to do this, I think I could do this, and they're interested in being a 911 operator or dispatcher, what's the process to go through to be considered for that kind of job?
The process that potential employees have to endure is, of course, once the job is posted, they make application. There is an extensive background check, as well as we put them through a somewhat of a simulation initially. But we're always looking for talented team members. So at any time that they can access the Fulton County website at www.fultoncountyga.gov and click on employment, and that will allow them to see the job posting. So we're always looking for the next 911 stars and those that are able to answer the call.
But most of all, they need to stay calm while things aren't very calm, don't they?
Absolutely. That's very important for them to remain calm and to help callers calm down when they're in emergency situations.
We are at the end of National Telecommunications Week, and we've been catching up on Fulton Focus today with Angela Barrett. She's director of Fulton County's Emergency 911 program. Ms. Barrett, we certainly rely on you and your staff throughout the year. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, and I appreciate the public allowing us the opportunity to serve them.
You've been listening to Fulton Focus, a joint production of Fulton County Communications and WCLK Public Affairs. Fulton County is your county at your service. If you would like more information about county policies, initiatives, or events, please call the Office of Communications at 404-612-8300. We're also online at www.fultoncountyga.gov, where you can subscribe to our Fulton Focus e-newsletter. You can become a fan of Fulton County government on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by typing in at Fulton Info. Fulton Focus is produced by Erica Davis, Rob Maynard, and Marky Lofton. Thanks for listening.